I spoke last week about the question of whether or not the Garden Minyanim are here to stay, and today I want to discuss Bichlal, the question of the legitimacy of setting up a new shul or a breakaway minyan or something like that. It's not such a relevant question in places where there are already lots of shuls, and the opening of another shul doesn't make an enormous impact on any one kehillah that's there already, but it's certainly a relevant question to a place which is a one shul town, or a one shul suburb. There's only the one shul there, and then somebody or a group of people decide they're going to open another shul. That obviously makes an impact on the existing kehillah, and there is a serious halakhic question as to whether or not this is permitted. So this is discussed in a tshuva by Rav Osher Weiss in Minchat Osher, Chelek Gimel, Simon Hay. And he starts off by quoting Magin Avraham at the end of Simon Kufnun Dalad, which brings a machloket between the Rivash on the one hand and the Ra'im, Rav Eliyahu Mizrahi, on the other hand. So the Rivash and the Radbaz are of the opinion that you can break away to form a new minyan, and they give four reasons why this should be. Number one is that a person should always daven in a place where there are no distractions, and if a person's getting distracted and bothered and irritated by davening in a particular place, so then they should daven somewhere else. Number two, you've got a notion that ein adam lomed ela b'makom shelibo chafetz, that a person can only succeed in learning if they're learning in an environment that they find congenial. And the same is true also with regard to tefillah, that you can really only have good tefillah if this is a place where you enjoy coming for davening. Third consideration is that even communal tefillah is not effective towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu if it's in an environment where there are lots of tensions between people who want to do things one way and people who want to do things another way. That's not good for communal tefillah. And number four is that if people who are dissatisfied leave, then it creates actually less tensions in the community, and everything is much calmer. So they're of the opinion that it's permissible to break away and set up a new minyan. Rav Eliyahu Mizrahi and others are against this, and they say, number one, there's a principle of acharei rabim lahatot, that one should always follow the majority. If the majority of people want a shul in a particular way, then the miyot have to follow that as well. And also there's a principle of Barov Am Hadrat Melech, that there's greater glory given to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when there's lots of people around, and you don't have that if the whole shul is splintered into lots of smaller minyanim. He quotes a tshuva of Rav Moshe Feinstein in Igrot Moshe Choshe Mishpat Chelek Aleph Simon Lamed Chet, where he talks about a case where a shul has suffered from a breakaway, and the Rav is claiming a din Torah on this, because he claims that the breakaway has a very big impact on the finances of the shul, and of course his own finances as well. And Rav Moshe Feinstein actually rules in favour of the Rav and the existing Kehillah in that instance, and says that it's a case of Yorei Lumanut Chaveiro, that one's not allowed to do something which is going to harm somebody else's Parnasa and set up a similar sort of business next door. But in actual fact, Rav Osher Weiss disagrees with that and says, no, this isn't a case of Yorei Gumanut Chaveiro, because here all the mitpalanim, the people davening in shul, have got the status of purchasers. A buyer is allowed to go anywhere and buy what he wants to buy, and likewise a mitpalel, a person who's coming to shul, is allowed to choose where he wants to daven. Might be prohibited for a rav to come along and say, okay, I'm setting up a new shul next door or along the road from the existing shul, but for the worshippers to do so, he says, is permissible. He also quotes from the Shar HaTzion in Kufnun Dalad, three reasons that one shouldn't break away. The consideration of Bravam Hadrat Melech, also because of financial considerations for the existing shul, that it won't be able to function properly if it loses its income, and also a consideration of Talmud Torah Darabim, that whenever people are learning or davening lots of people together, then that's a preferable situation. But he also brings from other tshuvot of Rav Moshe Feinstein that says, when at least where there's not this consideration of Yorei Lumanut Chaveiro, that in actual fact there are three reasons that you can break away. Number one is the notion that the more shuls there are ultimately the more people will be coming to daven in the shuls, and that's obviously a good thing for Judaism as a whole. It might not be good for a particular shul, but it's good for Judaism as a whole. Second consideration is that there'll be more places of Kedusha around. And number three, the concept of Kirat Sofrim Tarba Chochma, which basically means that competition is good. It gets everybody to up their game. And therefore, Rav Osher Weiss's conclusion is that provided that the motivation here is L'Shem Shamayim, either to get more people davening or to create a better environment for certain people for tefillah or something like that, so then it's permissible to open up another shul, a breakaway shul. This is Maishim Sheva Chol Yom. It happens all the time. And ultimately, we do find that in actual fact, there's more learning going on, more davening going on, more people are being satisfied. And that's, we have to look at the wider picture rather than the narrower picture. Ad Kan.